The Royal Commission into Child Sexual Abuse will today open the first public inquiry of 2014, and it's turning its attention this time on the Salvation Army and four boys' homes it operated in New South Wales and Queensland. The two-week investigation will scrutinise how one of Australia's most prominent charities has dealt with instances of child sexual abuse and how the Salvation Army dealt with offenders in its ranks. Emily Burke reports.
Alkira is an Aboriginal word for bright and sunny, but for the boys at the Alkira Salvation Army home in Queensland in the 1960s and 70s, life was dark and dangerous. Lewis Blaze was among the children at the home.
What I would say to people is they've been very shocked what they've heard in the past from the other churches. What they're going to hear from the Salvation Army one is going to be much, much worse, because it was unique in that it was always associated with extreme violence, and that is the part that will be the new shock.
The Royal Commission will look at how the Salvation Army responded to complaints of child sexual abuse, and it will also investigate how five or six abusive Salvation Army officers moved between four boys' homes. Clem Apted spent 4 years at the Gill Memorial Home in Goulburn.
There were hundreds of kids who went through that institution. The big questions are how many kids were abused, how many abusers there were, and where did the abusers go? And the Salvation Army know the answers to this, and they really have to open their books.
And I've been pleasantly surprised at how good of records we have kept, even back to the 60s and 70s of the children's homes.
James Condon is Commissioner of the Salvation Army.
I'm approaching the hearing, firstly going to listen, to be absolutely transparent, and also I go with a heavy heart because I do deeply regret that these things happened to former residents who were supposed to be in our care. We accept responsibility for what happened, and we, being the leaders of the Salvation Army for today, certainly accept responsibility. We take that upon ourselves.
Even the leaders who were not the leaders at the time, you personally take responsibility for what happened in the past?
Yeah, I feel I need to do that because I'm now in the position of responsibility and leadership of the Salvation Army of today.
In 2010, the Salvation Army made a formal apology for the abuse of children in its care up to the 1990s.
Well, I think they just don't get it.
Leonie Sheedy is from the advocacy group CLAN.
The one decent thing that the Salvation Army did was at least they did conduct an apology. But, you know, usually it's in terms of we regret, we apologise for any harm. The words that are used are very minimising, and they're not respectful for the great cruelty and the crimes that were committed against these boys and girls in the Salvation Army homes around Australia.
Leonie Sheedy from the Care Leavers of Australia Network, Emily Burke, our reporter there.